personally, I find that trastuzumab is much easier to give, although it requires intravenous therapy in terms of side effects, than lapatinib. Lapatinib is no picnic, mm-hmm. especially in regards to the mucocutaneous side effects and the GI toxicity.
Well, they have to dose reduce, and as you know, I mean, there's going to be a across-the-board dose reduction for all the large trials, including paclitaxel and the two biologic agents because of the diarrhea, which needs to be aggressively managed.
Yeah. By the way, in Joyce O'Shaughnessy's study, the far out one, they gave the standard dose of lapatinib in the lapatinib only, but in the lapatinib plus trastuzumab arm, they reduced the dose of lapatinib because they were concerned about heart failure with no data of these two together.
No, that's not quite correct.
Hmm? No?
No, in the phase one combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab, there actually was a dose-limiting toxicity of fatigue.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was because of concern about
actually, which is fascinating in its own right. Why should a drug that's EGFR and HER2 inhibitor hugely increase fatigue when you combine it with a HER2 inhibitor?
Neither of these studies affects what we're doing, which is in most cases taking people who are failing Herceptin and then switching them to zolotolapatinib.
Well, does it?
Actually, I don't know if you did a Neil Love survey, what percentage of responders would actually tell you that that's what they choose to do, is to use the Chuck Geyer regimen. I don't think it's as high as you think in North America.
So just let me, I want to understand this, because I think what this trial did was just lets people continue trastuzumab for the reasons mm-hmm. you guys are saying. It's easy and safe to give, easy to give for the patient, and then just switch the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically propagates the behavior that's been practiced in North America.
Or it lends some support for when people reinitiate a different chemotherapy for continuing the trastuzumab.
I will sort of go back and say what I said earlier, which is that I suspect it doesn't matter a whole lot in terms of survival for individual patients. So it kind of goes back to what the patient would like to do. Would she rather take a pill with a risk of mucocutaneous and GI toxicity, or would she rather continue the IV? Probably they're the same or not much different. I think it does, though, for patients who have been on trastuzumab a long time, and a lot of us have got a lot of those patients now, that when it looks like they're finally refractory to all the chemotherapeutic agents we got, throwing lapatinib in with trastuzumab seems to work. And I'll say it again anecdotally. I've had two patients where I said, hospice or we can try this. I just saw this thing at ASCO, and two of them responded quite nicely. I mean, responded in a palliative way.